Stephen Jew here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about replacing yourself, job description by job description.
What, real quick, what's the very first, without thinking about job that description, the job that you want to replace yourself with, like, ready, go?
Transaction coordinator.
Oh.
How about you?
Data scrubbing.
Data scrubbing?
Like, replacing me. Like, if I did this, if I was a one-man show, I would quickly say that's not your best talent, and I would sub that out.
I got to tell you, we'll get into it here in a minute.
That's why we're together.
I don't think you should sub that out.
No,
like
but,
ever.
No, but I'd have a partner.
Okay.
So, hold on a moment.
I got some questions, man. That scares me. You know why? Because that's my thing.
I know. That's why I have you. See, it's easy for me to say that because I haven't had to get that into it.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Let me clarify by saying that doesn't mean I'm not involved in picking the county, pricing the offers, getting into it like that. It's just the meat and the potatoes. You just have a PhD in Excel.
Yeah.
And you just whiz through it and you make it look fun.
You know what? Can I change my answer?
Sure.
Sales.
Thanks.
I'm not good at that. I mean, I'm good at it. I don't like it. I don't want to talk to people on the phone and see if they want to buy the property or post the property on all over the internet. Those are things that need to be outsourced, I think. And I'll tell you, if you talk to probably most of our members, I think they'd probably say, what are you talking about? That's the reason why I'm successful.
Exactly. I love it.
Our advanced members are all on the phone.
Selling.
And their personality is the reason that they're successful.
Exactly. So we'll talk more about this. Yeah. Now you see where I'm going with
that. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Brian asks, well, I'm not exactly what you call a quick starter. After much research and trying to figure out which course I wanted to take or if I wanted to wing it, I decided to join Land Academy. This is nice.
I thought you'd appreciate this.
This is good. This is a huge first step for me. I found out about vacant land a couple months ago on a podcast. I think it was Bigger Pockets. And I was instantly interested in it and began consuming all that I could to try and find out how to get started. I researched three other courses, and while all three were less money, it didn't feel good about them. Too salesy, too much upselling, too slimy feeling. This is so cool. But after listening to about 100 episodes of the podcast, emails with Land Academy support, and even Facebook stalking the other members for reassurance.
That's good.
This is great.
This is advice.
Wow, Brian, I'm so happy. This is great. I ultimately decided Land Academy was the best, and I was going all in. If you know me, you will know it was a tough decision to join. I inherently doubt everything.
Me too.
I doubt that it will work. I doubt myself doing it. I doubt. I worry. When I worry, I do research. But at some point, you just have to stop doubting, worrying, and reading, and you have to jump in. Tonight, I jumped. To say I'm excited about this, this is like giving me goosebumps. I'm like, wow. To say that I'm excited about this is the understatement of the year.
Can't pay for publicity.
This is so good. Like I told a family member, I will either fail miserably or I will succeed far beyond my expectations. I now have a monetary motivation staring at me in the rear view to move forward with velocity. And with velocity.
You buy and sell land half as well as you write.
You're
just fine, Brian.
Exactly. Oh, but you know what? I always want that. That's what I tell people. Take your time. Do your research. We're not going anywhere. You need to feel really good about it. And feel good about not only us and our community, but this whole thing of being your own company and being your own investor and buying and selling land. And
you have a few choices if you're thinking about buying and selling land. From an education perspective, I'm going to name everybody who's in this space. There's us, Jill and I, for Land Academy. There's a guy named Mark Podolsky, who takes a very different non-data-driven approach to this. It's much more back tax-based and kind of a hobby approach. In fact, Mark and I worked together for a long time in the 90s, and he was the first Land Academy member.
Yep. That's how Mark learned.
Second, you have Jack Bosch, who is a first generation American. He came from Germany. His wife is from, I believe, Venezuela. And they have, you know, like I like to say at the live events, you know, imagine learning a new language, coming into a country, figuring it all out, figuring the real estate system. So I have nothing but respect for him. But I'll tell you, his education is very different. He takes a non-data centric approach to this. So all are valuable. And if given the choice, I would get all of them. I would, you know, and see which ones you like. The fact is that, and then there's Seth Williams, who, again, have total respect for. We talk to Seth regularly, and he's a great writer, great blog writer. But given a choice, I'd buy all three or all four, and then see which one I liked and continue. We're the only ones who have data subscription and a subscription model and all that stuff.
All the There's tools and the
offers
things.
To owners we own and Parcel Fact and tons of support. We have a whole office full of support people to make sure you succeed. So I don't want to make it sound like a commercial, but it makes a lot of sense to get educated correctly, because this will feed you forever. It'll feed you and your family forever.
That's true. You're right. That's so good. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Brian.
Today's topic, replacing yourself, job description by job description. This is the meat of the show. Data scrubber.
Okay, let me back up. Think about all the different hats that you wear and all the tasks and the jobs that you play in your own business. So I'm kind of talking to this, for me, this show, because you're talking about replacing yourself, you're in this. You are full-time. You've been doing this probably for a year or more, and now you're at the point where you can, A, come up for air, and you're making enough money, you're feeling really good about it, and you're losing deals because you can't keep up with the volume. So you have to hire help. So how do you do it? Well, the first thing is, I say, think about all the different tasks and all the different roles that you play, from the data person to the person who goes out and does the mail and sends the mailers out, to the person that answers the calls and completes the acquisitions, to the person that posts everything, gets it for sale, you know, all the different, there's many different roles, right? And then I want you to start by creating systems as best that you can, and creating training, because you want to even think about not just replacing you, but as you grow, that person hiring and training other people.
That's right.
So you want to do
this
videos.
This is great advice, Joe.
Thank you. You want to write some manuals. And we do that, right? Even like right now, we are in a position where we are growing our transaction coordinator community and getting more, not just one, but more types with product type. And so we're creating systems. We're using Airtable. We're creating our own videos and procedures and checklists. And not even for us, but even for like in our deal funding for the managers. So everybody has real clear expectations about all the steps that need to be tackled in the process. So do that. So you've got that all done. You're kind of ready. Now then, what do? I want you to hire based on the hardest or most time-consuming job that you complete. Never mind you're good at sales, but it takes you, it takes you three times as long to get the phone calls done and get caught up and that kind of a thing. You know that there's someone out there that will do it faster and better and probably enjoy it more than you do. So that's how I want you to do it. And then my final note is, I want you to continue job by job by job, as it's financially makes sense and in your workspace, you know, makes sense, replacing everything until you are left in an overseeing position and you're only doing those critical owner tasks.
Everybody who's successful in this business, when I ask them, why are you successful? There's one thing that they say immediately, and it's always a different thing. For me, I believe that we're so successful because of how we scrub data and how we, put these mailers in, get these mailers in the mail, and how we price everything.
That's your version of it?
That's my version of it.
Okay.
Why do you think we're so successful?
No, I think ours is the people part of it, which is so interesting.
So everybody has a different point, but let's just look at a deal all the way through from start to finish. So in the there's four stages to buying and selling a piece of property. There's pre-acquisition, acquisition, engineering, and sales.
Right.
And the pre-acquisition is all me. I'm looking for a county. I'm running through why we would specifically choose a set of counties in a state This is all rural vacant land. It's completely different with houses. So this is just land. And so once I'm comfortable with these counties, I pull the data from RealQuest and I scrub out the stuff just like we teach in our program, and I get a great data set and price it. I'm skipping along the top here. Once that happens, we send it to offers to owners, which Jill and I own the company, and it goes out in the mail, and I'm done. From there, it kind of falls under Jill's group. She has an office building full of people that implement what I'm about to say. So the thing's out in the mail, we start to get responses. Someone's got to answer the phone. Your transaction coordinator is going to answer the phone, or in some cases, if you have a service like Pat Live, they'll answer it, qualify the fact that somebody's for real, and send it to your TC, and then they will close the deal. And then depending on how you close it, there's a lot of stuff involved. While that's happening, it's in a system. The engineering people, which for us are in the Philippines, start to construct HTML. We call it HTML, so that it can be posted all over the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot more time consuming and harder than you think. To me, for us, that's an easy thing to outsource because it's just little short little videos. Hey, you do maps here, you do this, you do a little video here.
It's everything needed to post a property for sale is what we're doing in the engineering phase.
The second you own it, when it gets recorded at the county, then they push the button and schedule it and post it everywhere.
Right.
Then you start to get sales responses. People are interested. Hey, can you get drive up access? I've got a Ford Pinto. Can I get there? Whatever questions they have get answered by our salespeople. And
just say that one.
I get that question. I used to get that question all the time.
Ford Pinto?
I have a two-wheel drive car. Can I get there?
I've got that one, but I didn't know you threw the Ford Pinto in there. That's hilarious.
If you drive a Ford Pinto?
Nope. I'm not sure you can afford it, even though it is only $1,000.
Do you remember back in the day they had real problems with those cars exploding?
Yes. The gas tank was in the back. That was a big deal. That was so funny. I do remember that was a thing for a while.
If you're really bored, go out on Google and look up Ford Pinto explosion.
Yeah.
And then click on images.
It's a thing. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you brought up Ford Pinto. Okay.
Then they eventually say, yeah, I want to buy it. And then our sales team, they close the deal.
Right.
And deeded the property to them, or they close through escrow, however. So that's like the anatomy
payment,
of the deal.
Make sure that it goes through.
You have to ask yourself, you know, what in that whole chain of events that turn money into real estate into more money? Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're here doing. We're converting, taking some money, converting it to real estate, and converting that to more money. Right. What makes you so successful? And again, so I'm coming full circle here. I think it's the quality of the data and the mail that you get out and how it's priced. And Jill thinks,
No, that's
that,
true.
That personal interaction with the customer.
Well, I think it's a combination. Because you know what? There's times that it definitely is the quality of data, because it has to start with that, number one. Because if you get the wrong letter to the wrong person, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how well it's priced. You got the wrong person. So that's huge. And you don't want to waste a lot of money on that too. But there's a lot of things that people can solve. Like if we overprice, or not necessarily, we never really overprice, but say it's really, at the end of the day, we look it up, it's not worth what we think it's worth, because we got some eyes on it and they called us back. The people can adjust that a little bit. I can tweak things up. I can tweak things down. I can make them fall in love with us when they're staring with two other offers and want to sell to us.
That's true.
And I can do things like that. I can also sweet talk. Maybe I need to get something accomplished at the county. Maybe I need to get something done with title work. There's times that the human comes in, and it's only because it's on my side of the sheet. It's at the later part. So I think it's all valuable. How's that?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Posting property on the internet is not. It's valuable. You know what? It's right. You're right. It's valuable. But some of it should be outsourced. Posting a piece of property, composing HTML and posting a piece of property is crazy times consuming.
True.
And tedious.
True.
And not fun.
True. That would probably be the first thing that I would replace too.
You know, back in the day.
You know what? I changed my answer.
Yeah, me too. Actually.
That would now be the first thing that now that I really think about it, that would be the first thing I want to replace. I'll write the whole content. I'll write what goes in there. I just don't want to sit and copy and paste it 25 times. Yeah.
Fortunately for us, there's this day and age, we've got all these overseas help at $3 an hour. So,
and in staff overseeing it all.
Right.
In-house staff.
First person I ever hired way back in the day, long before Jill in the 90s, was somebody to just kind of do it all. Do whatever I tell her to do. And that worked out for pretty well for a while.
I am not touching that. There's so many things that I could say, and I'm not going to touch that.
God, she was mouthy and terrible. And I didn't know any better.
Oh.
You know, guess what she does for a living now? I looked her up like 3 years ago.
What does she do?
Guess. Just guess. Say one wild guess. Well, who do we complain about on this show constantly?
Oh, she's a real estate agent.
Yep.
I got it. Did you say mouthy and complains a lot?
Oh, God. Just straight out of New York.
Got it.
Yep. Literally out of New York, and every stereotype that there are about New Yorkers, awesome. she chose to perpetuate it.
So it sounds like she found her calling.
And you know what? Every stereotype about California, I happily perpetuate that.
Anyway, what, like a bunch of bums doing nothing?
Well, no, I think their stereotypes from California are like enjoy life.
Oh. Hug everyone. Hi to everyone.
Try not to work, 110 hours. That's even true. Though the most successful people I've ever met in my life are in Los Angeles. And true. The happiest.
Yeah. Well, look what's behind us.
And the wealthiest.
How could you not?
I've never met more wealthy people than I have in these little beach communities.
Yeah.
And happy.
Yeah. We have a pretty good life here.
Yeah. So, this East Coast angst, I don't know. I grew up in all that, so
I
can say
it. Do you know what's funny?
Why don't
they just leave? It's like they purposely, I don't know, I don't want to get in trouble, but if you're really unhappy about where you live and you hate the weather and it just makes you a grumpy person, leave. Tell your mom you're going to find a dry cleaner and a dentist somewhere else. They have them in California, by the way.
Tell your mom.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh, my family's here, I can't leave. Yeah, you can. And there's a thing called an airplane and a telephone and Skype and
people
FaceTime.
Back there. Make misery a contest. You can literally go walk into a bar and sit down and listen to what people are talking about, and they get into contests about who's suffering more and why it's more valuable.
That's not what we do.
No. That's not what we do
at
all.
We're like, I worked an hour today. Like, oh man, you did better than me. I worked an hour and a half. I'm going to cut mine down tomorrow. That's how we roll. And some poor person that's had to commute comes in and they're the big loser. Like, like, why are you doing that? And they're like, yeah, you're right. Why am I doing that? That's how we roll.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for an episode called Working with Your Spouse.
And I try to cut that down to less than an hour a day. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Like today. How long are you going to work today?
It's already, I'll probably be done in about an hour and a half.
I'm going to try to beat you.
It'll be like six, maybe, no, it'll be 8 hours because I got up early, really, really early.
Oh, plus,
I got to produce all this stuff.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do 8 hours?
Not 8 hours, no.
Good for you. You're happy. I like when you don't work.
Thank you.
That's actually ties into this next show.
Good, everybody
If
wins.
You're going to work with your spouse, here's a little teaser. You better make sure that person is happy.
Thank you. Because
if they're not happy, it's all going to come down on you, regardless of your gender.
That is true. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.